Are you ready to live in new dimensions with the power given to you by God? Well, you've tuned into the right podcast. Welcome to Motivated to Greatness, where we discover the greatness within. Here's your host, Jerome Bouveret.
Well, welcome to the M2G podcast. I'm your host, Jerome Bouveret. Are you ready to discover the greatness within? Then let's start today's journey. Now, if you have any ideas for podcast topics or maybe something that you would like to hear me teach on or addressed on M2G, stay tuned because at the end of this podcast, I'm going to share with you how you can submit those ideas in an easy fashion. So stay on to the very end because not only are we going to give you that information, but we're also going to share with you some growth and empowerment opportunities that I know you're going to want to take advantage of. Now, in today's podcast, I want to talk about believing in yourself, the key to success. You know, I believe that this is probably something that all of us at some point in time in our life have struggled with, is believing in ourselves. You know, we are our own worst enemy. Listen, in business, in our personal life, self-confidence, my friends, it is a prerequisite for taking massive action in our life. See, we need help and we need to be able to believe in ourselves. We need to believe in our abilities. We need to believe in our skills. We need to believe in our passions in order to take the leap and to be an inspiration to others. Believing in yourself, it is one of the major keys, probably the most major key, to being an exceptional leader, to being an exceptional husband, to being an exceptional father or wife or whatever the case may be. It is one of the biggest keys, is believing in yourself. Why? Because when we have self-confidence, what that does is that lets us manage and inspire others with assurance and direction. See, learning how to believe in ourselves is critical. Hear what I'm about to say. It is critical to leading and creating the life that you and I desire. So I want to talk about believing in yourself, the key to your success. Now let's look at the definition of belief. When we talk about believing, when we have a belief in something, what does that really mean? What does it mean to believe in yourself or to believe? Well, the definition of belief is this: an acceptance that a statement is true or that something exists. It also means trust, faith, or confidence in someone or something. So when we talk about believing in yourself, we're saying literally that we trust ourselves, we have faith in ourselves, and we have confidence in ourselves. How many times have we gone through life and not trusted ourselves, not had confidence in ourselves? Listen, I don't care who you are. I don't care what walk of life you come from. We all have struggled with confidence in ourselves at times. You know, I have traveled the world. I have taught in front of thousands of people. I've been to 7 different countries multiple times. I teach people, literally, I've been teaching people for years from around the world, leaders in the marketplace, in ministry, business, non-business. And one thing stands true is that I even to this day struggle with having confidence in my ability and having confidence with what I'm supposed to be doing. So literally, we need to learn to believe in ourselves. When was the last time you truly believed in yourself? When was the last time that you truly had confidence in your ability? Because the level of confidence that you walk in with yourself is going to determine the life that you're going to lead and the life you're going to live. And so many people walk around life never believing in themselves, never truly believing that they can do it, never truly believing that they can accomplish what they put their hands and their head to do. So now we need to believe in ourselves. Roy T. Bennett said it this way: believe in your infinite potential. Believe in your infinite potential. Your only limitations are those that you set upon yourself. Isn't that a good statement? We need to learn to believe in our potential, because the limitations that we have really are put there by us. Now, you may be saying, Jerome, but other people limit me. No. They can only limit you if you allow them to limit you. So really, the limitations in our life are the ones that we put on ourselves. So what does it mean to believe in yourself? You may ask the question, Jerome, can I really learn how to believe in myself more? This is one of the most common questions that I get asked throughout the duration of my ministry, throughout the duration of teaching and developing people. Can I learn how to believe in myself more? And the answer to that is absolutely you can. See, many people that I talk to are unclear about what believing in yourself really means. Learning how to believe in ourselves entails building up confidence in our abilities as well as falling in love with ourselves. Now, I'm not talking about being cocky. I'm not talking about worshiping yourself. Do you love you? Do you love you? Do you love the person you are? Do you love the person you're becoming? So confidence, when we believe in ourselves, it builds up that confidence in our abilities. And when we start to love ourselves, when we start to fall in love with ourselves, that part of our personality, those perspectives and those experiences is what makes us us. Do you know there's only one of you on this earth? Not two of the same people. Not two people have the same exact fingerprint. You were created and I was created. We were brought into this earth being very unique. Even twins that are born, they may look identical. They may even sound identical, but there's uniqueness about them. And so we need to learn how to tap into that uniqueness. See, the parts of our personality, perspective, and experience, that is what makes us us. At the core of self-belief is realizing this one thing, that you and only you are the driver of your own success. I'm going to say it again. When I come to the realization that we are the drivers of our own success, then we are going to start seeing things happen and change in our life. When was the last time that you said, I'm going to be the driver of my life? I'm going to sit in the driver's seat. I'm going to make some things happen. Now, I understand trusting in God. I'm a born again believer. And yes, we need to trust God in that process. But at the same time, when was the last time that you said, you know what, God, it's me and you? You know, blocking out the outside influences. So we are the drivers of our own success. See, this is where personal power is built, my friends, in claiming and overcoming the challenges in our life. Believing in ourselves isn't about uninterrupted successes. It's about finding your inner strength so that you can embrace the journey that is life. Listen, with all of its ups, with all of its downs, and realize that each challenge, each thing you and I go through brings us new skills, it brings us new understanding, and it brings new strength. Have you ever gone through things in life, and when you got to the end of that thing, you realized and you said, you know what? I didn't know I had it in me to make it through there. That's what I'm talking about. Tapping into that untapped potential that's on the inside of you. Finding that inner strength. See, there is power in believing in ourselves. One of the most difficult things for people to do is to believe in themselves. Listen, maybe you're listening. And if you're listening and you're struggling with self-doubt, it's likely, hear me now, it's likely that you are focused on the mistakes that you've made in this process. Listen, I have been there. I have looked back over my life at times, and I've looked at the mistakes that I've made, the bad decisions that I've made, and I've allowed that to keep me where I was and I allowed myself to doubt myself because of previous decisions. The Association for Psychological Science reports this. They say that you must believe in yourself to learn from your mistakes. What happened was researchers literally studied the brain. They studied the brain activity of those that were in participants in this particular study to observe what happens when someone makes a mistake. What they found out was this. See, participants were asked to identify the middle letter in a series of letters, like MMM or NMN. Participants repeated the test several times in a row. Researchers observed two reactions in the brain. One, when participants realized they'd made a mistake, and a second, when they went to fix the mistake. After this experiment was done, researchers asked the participants what they learned from their errors. Here's where the power of believing yourself came into play. Unlike participants with little self-confidence, participants who believed they could learn from their mistakes improved their performance on tasks they completed after they had made the mistake. Those who believed they could learn from their mistakes also were more successful at fixing their mistakes than their counterparts with little self-belief. What is the lesson that I'm trying to say here? What am I trying to point out through this research, through this study? How can I use this lesson? Here's what I'm trying to get us to realize. We need to realize that believing in ourselves is a psychological process that impacts our brain circuitry, creating the ability to handle failures with grace and certainty. So how do I believe in myself? How do I build up self-confidence? How do I stop doubting myself? How do I do this? See, learning to believe in yourself, my friends, requires a strategy. What do you have to do? You have to take control of your thoughts and feelings so you're able to reach your greatest potential. I've talked about this in previous podcasts. You cannot reach your greatest potential with the thought processes you've had before that have kept you doubting yourself. David J. Schwartz said this, "Believe it can be done. When you believe something can be done, really believe, your mind will find the ways to do it. Believing a solution paves the way to a solution." So how do I believe in myself, Joel? How do I build self-confidence? Number one, realize that it starts with you. You and I have to realize that it starts with us. See, believing in ourselves is all about finding that inner reservoir of strength and resiliency. We got to find that inner strength. Realize that it begins with you. We have to get in touch with our personal power. We need to adopt new routines. What do I mean by that? Adopt new routines. What are you talking about, Joel? Maybe you need to start every day with a good old fashioned self-talk. What I mean, when you get up in the morning, incorporate self-affirming words to yourself. Incorporate self-affirming words into your morning routine. Like what, Jerome? Like, today is going to be a good day and I'm going to accomplish everything that I put my hand to do. Today I'm going to be joyful. Today I'm going to be full of peace. Today I'm going to be full of strength. Today, how about this one? Today I'm not going to allow anybody to get me off track and off focus of what I need to accomplish today. Believe in yourself. Realize it starts with you every day. Every morning, starting out saying, I'm going to do and I'm going to be the best me that I can be today. Realize that it starts with you. The next thing we need to do in order to build our self-confidence and believe in ourselves is examine our limiting beliefs. What do you mean by that, Jerome? Examine our limiting beliefs. Asking how to believe in yourself opens the door for a deeper question. What are the beliefs that are causing these emotions in the first place? Examine your limiting beliefs. What is limiting you? What have you settled for in your thought process? See, negative emotions. Negative emotions like self-doubt or anxiety are deeply connected to the opinions we have of ourselves based on our life experiences. They're literally our brain telling us that it's time to examine these limiting beliefs and replace them with empowering beliefs. Examine your limiting beliefs. Examine your negative thought process. What have you settled for in believing about yourself? If you've settled and believe that you're never, ever going to accomplish what you wanted to accomplish, you're never going to accomplish it. Examine those limiting beliefs. We are our greatest enemy. We are our greatest downfall. We are our greatest setback. Examine those limiting beliefs. Examine those thought processes that are keeping you from pressing into your destiny. If we would just learn to sit back and really look at how we thought about ourselves, and really, you know, we want to push everything off on everybody else. Well, I grew up in this household, or I grew up on this side of the tracks, or I grew up here doing this, or my life, my childhood was this, that, and the other thing. And I'm not saying that there's not trauma that's been associated with that, but really, what is limiting you? What is stopping you from accomplishing the greatest things that you can do in your life? Examine those limiting beliefs. What are the limits that you've allowed yourself to put in place concerning your thought processes? Because you can only go as high as your thought process and what you allow to happen in your life. Listen, I'm going to say it this way. Nobody can use you for a doormat unless you lay down first. So examine those limiting beliefs. What are those limiting thought processes? What am I allowing myself to dwell on that's negative, that's limiting my potential? Next, and this is huge. If you're going to believe in yourself, and if I'm going to believe in myself, I have to learn to respect myself. Self-respect, listen to me closely. Self-respect is the basis of self-belief. We have to respect ourselves. Listen, if you don't respect yourself, how can you ever learn to believe in yourself? To master the art of self-confidence, my friends, we have to make a habit of treating ourselves like we treat an esteemed mentor or somebody that we look up to. How do I learn to do that, Jerome? Change your self-talk. Change your self-talk. What are you saying about you? Respect yourself. If all you do is walk around and say, man, I just can't do it. I'm not educated enough, or I'm not smart enough, or I don't have the patience, or I can't accomplish that. Change your self-talk. Learn to respect yourself. Listen, one of the greatest gifts you'll ever give to yourself is talking positively about you. How do you see you? How do you view you? Because that's the real you. That's always going to be you, is how you see you. So you literally have to change that self-talk. We literally have to change the way that we look at things. We have to learn to respect ourselves. It's all right to pat yourself on the back. Listen, I'm not talking about being arrogant. I'm not talking about being prideful. It's okay to say, you know what, Jerome, you did a good job today. You know, Jerome, you did good. Learn to respect yourself. Change that self-talk. Replace those negative words that you're speaking over yourself and replace them with positive words and positive comments and say, I am more than a conqueror. I can do all things. Literally, what I'm saying to you is encourage yourself, believe in yourself, love yourself, and never doubt who you are. See, people that don't have respect for themselves never, ever believe in themselves. They don't love themselves, and they certainly don't encourage themselves. So if you're going to learn how to believe in yourself, you have to learn to respect yourself. Next, use the law of attraction. What are you talking about, Jerome? The law of attraction. Use the law of attraction. Learning how to believe in yourself is like running a race set on an uphill course. You'll need some fuel for the journey. To fuel self-belief, surround yourself. This is so key. Surround yourself with people who inspire and support you. This is what is called the law of attraction. It is the idea of, watch this, proximity is power. Whatever you surround yourself with, whoever you surround yourself with, is ultimately going to be the kind of life that you're going to have. You know, I'm a preacher. I've been a preacher for years. And I say it like this all the time. A prophecy of your future is the friends that you keep. If you want to know what your future holds, look at the friends that you hang around with. That is a prophecy of your future. So literally, if you want to accomplish everything that you can accomplish, then you have to surround yourself with people who inspire you, people who support you, people who encourage you, people who say you can do this, people who say you're going to make it. Get some encouraging people around you. Use the law of attraction. Listen, I don't need no negative Nelly. I've gotten to a place in my life where I've said I refuse to allow any more negative Nellies to control my life, and I refuse to allow any more negative Nellies to have control over what happens in my life. I'm going to use the law of attraction. I'm going to surround myself with people that inspire me. I'm going to surround myself with people that are going to support me. I'm going to surround myself with people that say you can do it. Use the law of attracting. Listen, whatever you want to achieve in your life, my friends, find people who will elevate you, not bring you down. Use the law of attraction. Number five key to believing in yourself is get inspired. Now, I need to say this about getting inspired. The law of attraction, it isn't just about who you associate with. It's also about your environment. What do I mean by that? It's also about what you read and about what you watch and about what you listen to. What is inspiring to you? What are you listening to that's inspiring? If you have a business, what are you listening to from people that have been successful in that business, in that type of business? Get you some good reading material. Get you some good listening material like the M2G podcast. Get you something you can get on the inside of you that's going to encourage you, that's going to tell you you can do it, that's going to tell you you can make it. See, make it a point. Make it a point to, and I learned this years ago, make it a point to seek out advice from others who achieve the goals that you want to accomplish. Listen, watch documentaries about people who have done great things in their life. Read inspirational quotes. Write them down. What you're doing is you're conditioning your brain to believe in yourself just like they believe in themselves. Get inspired. Find you some good role models that you can listen to and that you can look to and that will encourage you. Get inspired in your life. Listen, if you have no inspiration, you're never going to accomplish the things that you were called and you were brought in this earth to accomplish. So get inspired. Get around some people that are going to inspire you, the law of attraction, and then listen to, watch, and take things in that are going to encourage you. Another key to believing in yourself is remember past successes. Listen, sometimes in our life, we don't need to seek support from outside sources in order to believe in ourselves, even though we do need to do that at times. Listen, if you're feeling discouraged, remember the mountains in your past in which you were successful at overtaking. Or remember moments in which you felt and you faced obstacles and you overcame them with grace and courage. Remember past successes. Listen, I live by this principle. I may not be where I want to be, but thank God I'm not where I was. Look back over past success, not past failures. Look at past successes and remind yourself, if you did that, you can do this. Remember those times that you overcame those mountains. Remember those times that you overcame those things in your life. Remember those past successes. That will help you believe in yourself. That will help you help push you to the next dimension or next level of your purpose. By focusing on the positive, you and I literally change our mindset from one negativity to one of abundance. We change from one of saying, I don't think I can do it, to saying, I did do it. If I overcame that, if I did that, if I accomplished that, I know I can do this. Remember past successes. Number seven, face your fears. Oh, this is a difficult one for so many people, me included. Face your fears. Listen, it is human nature to experience fear and anxiety. But when you and I believe in ourselves, when we realize that those emotions are there to encourage us to take action and not hold us back. See, people with self-belief, people that truly believe they can accomplish whatever they put their hands to do, they turn fear into action by focusing on their goals as part of their overall purpose in life. When you have a vision for your life that you truly believe in, that you can accomplish anything you desire, you truly will accomplish it. But you have to face those fears. You have to overcome those fears. You have to face those fears head on and say, you know what? I'm not going to be controlled by fear. I'm not going to be controlled by anxiety any longer. I'm going to accomplish what I was put on this earth to do. Ralph Waldo Emerson said it this way. He said it best. He who is not every day conquering some fear has not learned the secrets of life. Every day we have a fear that we have to overcome. I don't know what your fear is, but I guarantee that there's something that you're just stopping you from taking that next step. So face those fears head on. Next, create goals. This is so key. See, creating goals is part of facing those fears. Setting and achieving goals that help you overcome your fears will give you a sense of accomplishment. Your goals, listen, they don't have to be huge. Taking those small steps that add up to big results will improve your confidence and boost your ability and boost that ability to believe in yourself. Create goals one little step at a time. In previous podcasts, I've talked about goal setting and the purpose of goal setting. Listen, if you see a big picture and at the end of you see a great business, a multi-million dollar business, you're not going to get there overnight. You have to set little goals to get to the big picture. Create those goals. Start now. Listen, we're coming on up to the end of the year. We're getting ready to start a new year in just a few weeks. What goals are you going to accomplish in 2021? Create those goals. Set those goals. Number nine, and believe in yourself. And this is a very simple one, but you'd be amazed what this would do. Learn a new skill. Learning a new skill can increase your belief in your abilities to execute tasks, control your own behavior, and attain your goals. Do you know that researchers have found, this is so true, researchers have found that learning is directly related to happiness. What does it do? When you learn something new, it releases dopamine in the brain known as the reward molecule. That's what they've called it, the reward molecule. When you learn to do something new that you've never done before, maybe it's taking up a new hobby, or maybe it's taking on a new skill, or learning something new. What does that do? That encourages you. Because you started out not sure if you could accomplish that. When you do, you realize, man, if I can do that, I can do the next thing. Learn a new skill. And the last but not least, last key to believing in yourself is always keep going. See, we all have times when we just don't think we can do it anymore. See, as we practice believing in ourselves, the most important thing is to never give up. Always keep going. Listen, on this journey of believing in yourself, on this journey to success, on this journey to self-confidence, you're going to encounter obstacles, but it's how you react to them that is going to make the difference. We must dig deep and realign our focus on what we really want in life. Discovering how to believe in ourselves is truly within our reach. Johann Goethe said this: as soon as you trust yourself, you will know how to live. Philippians 1:6, the Apostle Paul said this: be confident of this, that he, who's he? God the Father. That he who began a good work in you will carry it on to completion until the day of Christ Jesus. Interpretation: that if God started it on the inside of you, it's going to come to pass because he began a good thing. And there is no failure in God. The only failure lies within our own limitations. My friends, believe in yourself because it is the key to success. Listen, if you haven't already done it, please subscribe and follow this podcast. Every week we are bringing life-changing content that's going to help you live your best life. And not only will you subscribe and follow, but will you help us empower others by sharing about this podcast? Listen, all of us have friends that we can forward the link to, or we can tell about this podcast on the various platforms. Together, we can help others discover the greatness within. And then will you also consider partnering with M2G financially? Listen, your donation helps us continue to not only bring this podcast to you weekly, but also expand our opportunities to help countless others through empowerment and growth platforms. You can give securely via our electronic methods. They're listed on our website. All giving amounts are tax deductible and appreciated. So whether it be a one-time donation or a monthly commitment, we say thank you. Now, here's our announcer to share our website information and how you can partner with and stay connected to all things motivated to greatness.
Thank you for tuning in to today's episode of Motivated to Greatness. We hope that you were encouraged to find your greatness within. Tune in every Thursday for new episodes of Motivated to Greatness with Jerome Bouverette. If you have a topic idea that you would like to hear discussed or simply have questions, please email your requests to kingdombif@gmail.com. kingdombiff@gmail.com. Again, that's kingdombiff@gmail.com. We look forward to hearing from you. Would you like to receive weekly M2G mobile empowerments? If so, please text M2G to 31996. That's the letter M, the number 2, and the letter G to 31996. We want you to stay empowered. Here at M2G, we believe in the power of prayer. If you have a prayer request and would like for us to agree with you, we have a team of hundreds of prayer warriors across the nation who are awaiting your requests. Please email your prayer requests to kingdombiff@gmail.com. Again, that's kingdombiff@gmail.com. Thank you for your continuous support. For more M2G info, please visit our website at www.kbif.info. Again, that's www.kbif.info. You can also connect with Jerome Bouverette by following him on Instagram, Facebook, Periscope, and by subscribing to his YouTube channel, all at Jerome A. Bouverette. Thank you again for tuning in to Motivated to Greatness. Take the time today to discover your greatness within.